And we're back here on Unusual Sources 93.3 CFMU FM, broadcasting to the community on the FM dial, Hamilton and surrounding area, as well as the rest of the world at cfmu.mcmaster.ca. And I'm very happy to have with us today Gary Howe, Vice President of Local 1005 here in Hamilton with United Steelworkers. And Gary has been a guest on our program before. Today we're going to be discussing some important updates and some important news about steel and upcoming events, as well as what's been happening recently. So Gary, thanks so much for being on our program today.
Thanks for having me on again, Brandon. I really appreciate it.
And I think people really appreciated the updates they got from you last time. That was really great, and I know it's been a while, but there's been a lot happening. In fact, you don't need me to tell you that there's a lot going on right now. Now, I know one of the big issues, of course, is upcoming May 1st, May Day Rally, and this is a big concerted or coordinated event. Hamilton is taking a big part in this. We're busing up to Ottawa. Is there a bus from Hamilton?
Yeah, Brandon, there's actually, we have 12 buses lined up.
12 buses?
Yeah, 12 buses lined up to leave Hamilton from the Centre Mall on this Sunday, May 1st at 5 a.m. So there's still actually seats available. If people are interested, they can look on our website and give us a call, and we have buses available. There's also buses leaving from 25 Cecil Street in Toronto, and they're leaving there at 7 a.m. And also there's buses leaving from the CAW Hall on Bunning Street in St. Catharines. And just for information, there's also we also have people joining us from Sudbury, Algoma, and various other places.
Now, do these buses cost money for the passengers?
No, the unions are picking up the cost of the buses, so it doesn't cost the participants anything.
Oh, they say there's no such thing as a free ride. Well, actually, no such thing as a free lunch, but there is a free ride. Now, you do have to get up at 5 a.m. on this Sunday, but, I mean, that's a small sacrifice to make to get to Ottawa. What's the Ottawa event about? I guess you said that there's steel workers and union members and various locals and activists and just ordinary people coming up from a variety of cities. Why converge on Ottawa?
Well, obviously, we're asking everyone, basically, to come for their own issues, but a lot of people it's revolving around foreign investment in this country, and a lot of Canadians are getting fed up and sick and tired of seeing companies like U.S. Steel come into our country, make promises and commitments, and then not live up to those commitments. And again, I'll just remind everyone that this is the second time in 2 years that we've been shut down in Hamilton. And we're calling this lockout. We were locked out November 7th, a phony lockout. It's just ridiculous. We've only been asking for the exact same thing or the same commitment we had when U.S. Steel purchased us, which they said they didn't have a problem with at that particular time. And that was only in November 2007, not that long ago.
Well, there's some interesting details about that lockout. It's my understanding from what I've gathered from 1005 that steel production in general across Canada has been in decline. There's been less production, but of course we seem to be importing more steel from the United States.
Well, that's one factor that we've been seeing is that U.S. Steel supplying our Canadian customers from the States. But in fact, just yesterday, U.S. Steel had their quarterly conference call, and on that they reported that, you know, steel demand is increasing. Their orders in 2011 look very good, and most of the experts are saying that, you know, they're expecting a record year in 2011 and 2012 for steel production. And I believe, Brandon, that, you know, some of the experts are saying that worldwide steel capacity is at about 81%, which has been the highest it's been in quite some time.
A lot of demand coming in from China and elsewhere still.
Yeah, and unfortunately, some of the, you know, demand will be coming from, you know, the earthquake in Japan, which is unfortunate, but I guess that's the situation.
But it just seems that Hamilton, we're not seeing these gains here.
Well, I mean, the thing that I think you're seeing, or we're seeing right now, is that people in Hamilton are tired with the broken promises that, you know, like CEOs like John Surma come up and make promises that they're going to look after the citizens of Hamilton. And I think most people realize that, you know, we have 9,000 pensioners that don't have, like, Cadillac pension plans, and a lot of them rely on their indexing or their meager indexing that we have you know, to be able to survive. And, you know, you just look around. I'm looking across the street and looking at the price of gas at $1.35 a liter. Every electricity's gone up. Everything's going up. And the CEO of U.S. Steel just gave himself an $8.6 million increase. I'm sure he doesn't have a problem with the price of gas right now.
No, it seems he's receiving a lot of compensation. I mean, what's that for exactly? Is that for creating all these new jobs?
Well, I don't know. That's why people are pretty upset right now in Hamilton. They announced they had an $86 million loss yesterday, and he gets an $8.6 million raise. So I guess he got 10% of the loss in an increase. So.
Maybe he'll do twice as good next quarter.
Possibly.
But, of course, as we know, demand is up. Now, obviously, the compensation is not being distributed quite the way we'd want. Maybe some of that will trickle down from the CEO. Maybe he'll visit Hamilton, and we'll get some tourism dollars.
Well, one of the daughters of a retiree wrote into the Hamilton Spectator Opinion saying that maybe we should have a plant gate collection for him, because he's so hard done by. But yeah, honestly, I think most of the people, the reason that we're going to Ottawa and we do the things that we do because we go to various things is because, yeah, it's important for us to demonstrate that the people of Canada are not very happy or not very pleased with what's going on. It's not just us. We've seen it up at Inco, Vale Inco. Vale came in, they bought up the mining industry of Inco, and they were on a strike for a year, and they've supplied their customers for elsewhere around the world and just kept those workers out.
This is not an isolated incident. It's not even isolated in Canada. We're seeing this across the United States. The U.S. administration says they don't think the next generation will have pensions. So, things are really coming down to the crunch. It's like big industry. They want to take everything. They want to take the pensions. They want to take the wages. Gut it for everything so people have nothing left.
That's right. And that's why we're saying everyone should come for their own issue on May 1st. And again, and as you know, the same thing for the Air Canada employees. Air Canada wants to start up a new airline, and they don't want to have pensions for those employees and various other cuts. So, but this isn't the society that we want to live in, where we see the rich get richer and the working class, the gap become increasingly larger than it is. And I think that's what you're seeing in this particular election in the polls, that
yes,
people are sick and tired of that.
No, these ripplings of discontent are getting bigger and bigger. We've seen what's happening across the world, right down into the United States and Wisconsin, and some of that is coming here now as well. And I know your buses, the 12 buses that you're sending, are going to be a significant part of that. So you've been very active as a local here in Hamilton over the past few weeks and the past few months, ever since this occurred, this lockout. I think you're getting a lot of support from the community. Every time you have events, I hear good things about them. I know there was a fundraiser not too long ago. It was the This Ain't Hollywood at the James Street there, and you raised more than $1,000 that time, I think.
Yeah, I think it was around $1,500. And events like that, and we're so pleased with the overwhelming response we've had in the community. And I'd just like to say for everyone that's listening, we really appreciate that. And no matter where we go, people are aware, and when we tell them about what's going on, we have overwhelming support. People don't think it's right what's going on.
You are way ahead of the curve. All this time, you've been talking about the attacks on pensions, attempts to remove pensions, create two-tier systems. You've been looking at the gutting of wages, the stifling of increases, the cost of living going up. All of those things you've been discussing, it seems every single worker, no matter what industry, anyone who has a wage, who works a job, is facing some of the more difficult issues that the steel workers, particularly in Hamilton, have seen over the last few years. So you are ahead of the curve. You knew what was happening. I think we can look to you guys as to what actions are going to be possible, suggestions, recommendations of what people can do. And I think this May Day thing is a good idea. I hope you can fill up those buses, for example.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident we've got we're going to have a fairly good presence on Parliament Hill. And I think the message, and I think it's already out there, but I think we'll be trying to reinforce it, that we're going to really be trying to stop the Harper government and getting people out to vote on May 2nd. And, from everything in the media that I've seen, certainly suggests that that's going to be, it looks like what's going to happen.
There's an anti-incumbent mood, and I think some just the awareness of what's happening has spread outwards from Hamilton, you might say.
Yes.
But we'll see more of that. Okay, well, I guess we're going to wrap things up. I guess we'd better just check on that bus information. I know it's early in the morning, but it's a chance to get out there relatively easily, thanks to the steelworkers. So what can we do again to get on those buses?
Just give us a call. We're at 350 Kenilworth Avenue North. You can call us at 905-547-1417. And the bus is leaving this Sunday, May 1st at 5 a.m.
Now, there's been some very helpful updates from the union as well. You can get information. And so that's at the website. It comes in newsletter formats. What is the website itself?
Yeah, it's very simple. It's just USWA1005.ca. Or if you just go on to Google and Google USWA1005, it comes up right away.
Okay, this is great, Gary. I want to see how this goes. I hope there's good reporting. Come Monday, we see some photos of Hamilton steelworkers and people, citizens coming out from the city, being present on Hamilton, giving a sort of Hamilton view or a Hamilton perspective on things. I think you guys will be a strong core. You know, you're going to present some united opinion that can really push our ideas forward.
Well, thanks so much, Brandon, for taking the time to have me on the show. I really appreciate it.
Well, we should do it more often, and I'm glad we had the chance to catch up. Hopefully, we're going to have a lot of good news and positive news to catch up on next time we speak.
I hope so, too.
Thanks, Gary.
Thank you, Brandon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that is Gary Howe, Vice President of United Steelworkers, Local 1005 here in Hamilton. And you heard him. You can find them on the web. Get information updates. It's very important that there's a dozen buses coming out from Hamilton. This is what people expect from us and what they want to see from Hamilton. I congratulate people from getting involved in such a big demonstration. We're going to take a musical break. We're listening to Italia on CD. And before we go on to our next interview, I had an announcement. There's actually a book coming out by McMaster researchers, local researchers from Hamilton, who you might know, of course. That would be Wayne Luchuk, as well as Marleya Clark and Alice DeWolf. And they have published a new book on precarious work. You know, we just came off from Local 1005, and those are workers trying to build stable, decent jobs for Canadians. And, you know, precarious work, precarious jobs are those jobs that you don't know if it's going to be there in a few weeks. You don't know what your hours are. You don't have regular hours. You could be fired at any time. You don't have a union. You don't have protection. That's what precarious work is. Most of us are familiar with that. We work in such jobs. It's a growing type of employment here in Canada and in North America, just part of this whole Bush era, Reagan era wave that we've been dealing with and confronting now. And so researchers here at McMaster have written the book Working Without Commitments, The Health Effects of Precarious Employment. Again, there's going to actually be a book launch at Sky Dragon Center on May 13th. Okay, so that's coming up in just a couple weeks. That's going to be at 6:30 p.m. to 8 o'clock p.m. What we're told is that the book ties in very closely with issues that the community has been working on: living wages, contracted out low-wage employment, lack of benefits. So Wayne will be reading from his book. There's going to be opportunity for discussion, and Marvin Novak from Poverty Free Ontario will be speaking as well. So if you don't know where the Sky Dragon Center is, and surely you do, but if you don't, it's at 27 King William Street. So you know where that is. That's just close to Gore Park. It's on the route of James Street North Art Crawl. So again, that's called The Health Effects of Precarious Employment. And what that means, of course, is the toll it takes on your body, your mental and physical health, when you're working at these jobs where it's unstable and the boss can do whatever they want, and you feel fearful and afraid and are being worked overtime and then not getting any hours and then overtime. This is precarious employment. You want to learn more about that and look at some research presented to you and what I imagine will be an interesting format with Dr. Luchuk. Go on down to the Sky Dragon Center on May 13th.